The Perfect Fake by Barbara Parker. Read by Paul Garcia.
Disc 1.
For James. Chapter 1. Through the tinted windows, the Miami Club District slid away, purple neon, stucco colonnades, people jamming the sidewalks. In the back seat of the Escalade, Larry looked over at Carla. Her shoulders moved with the heavy beat of the music on the stereo, and a curve of blonde hair swung across her face. She thought they were on their way to score some cocaine. Joe turned his SUV south through downtown, which was dead this time of night. The headlights shone on a soda can rolling across the street and metal gates over the stores. The temperature would drop below 50 by dawn. In the passenger seat, Merrick turned around to watch Carla. He laughed and snapped his fingers to the music and watched the hem of her dress sliding up her bare legs. They went under the low overpasses of the expressways, a forest of concrete columns. Behind the chain-link fences, homeless men slept under tattered plastic tarps. Cigarettes winked in the darkness. A short bridge went over the river and came down on West Flagler Street. The big tires hummed on the grid. Merrick craned his neck to watch two women staggering out of a Nicaraguan nightclub. Merrick worked for the Russian who had sent him over here. The first thing Merrick had asked for when Larry picked him up at the airport was stone crab claws. After that,
"Take me to South Beach. I want to buy a shirt at Tommy Bahama."
He had bought a dozen shirts and some silk pants, but he still looked like he just walked off a farm in Bulgaria. When Joe turned right into the industrial district, along the river, Carla asked Joe if he was lost or what.